With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President-elect Trump wasting no time wading into the volatile Mideast situation. He's warning Hamas it better release all of the hostages it's holding before January 20th when he takes office, or there will be dire consequences. Meanwhile, the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon's on shaky ground, with each side firing on and blaming the other. South Korea under martial law, the declaration issued by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol.
In his late-night television broadcast, President Yoon Suk-yeol said he had no choice but to resort to martial law in order to safeguard free and constitutional order. "I declare martial law to protect the Free Republic of Korea," he said, "from the threat of North Korean communist forces and to eradicate the despicable pro-North Korean anti-state forces." South Korea's main opposition party leader, Lee Jae-myung, has immediately condemned the move, calling it unconstitutional. But latest reports from Seoul say police buses have been moved in to block the entrance to the parliament building.
And that's the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Also at SRNnews.com, the snow's already measured in feet. And for the snowbelt areas around the Great Lakes, forecasters say it's not over yet. Correspondent Kara Anna is in snow-covered Lowville, New York.
Some communities have up to several feet of lake effect snow. Lake effect snow is when warm, moist air blows across a body of water and mixes with colder, drier air over land. That creates narrow bands of heavy snow. Many people here in New York and other areas along the Great Lakes are pretty used to this, but this past weekend saw many people traveling through the region after the Thanksgiving holiday, and some were taken by surprise.
Lake effect snow warnings in effect through tonight across parts of Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. Wall Street, the Dow down 133 points, the NASDAQ is off 12. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students, and yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. Missouri voters approved an amendment this month that enshrines abortion in the state's constitution. This is SRN News. Proponents of California's left-leaning policies are worried.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and state lawmakers have convened a special legislative session aimed at protecting the state's progressive policies ahead of another Trump presidency. The president-elect often depicts California as representing all he sees wrong in America, including the large number of immigrants in the U.S. illegally. At a rally outside the state capitol, Salvador Sarmiento of the National Day Laborer Organizing Network.
"We remember what it means. It means babies, children crying about separated families. We remember all of this, but we also know that there is a lot that our state leaders, our legislators, and our governor can do to thwart Trump's deportation agenda."
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is a day, it's been dubbed Giving Tuesday, a day that Americans are being encouraged to donate to charities, many of them heavily dependent on donations to continue their good work. More details at SRNnews.com.